FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Ian Jury and the Blockheads, Reasons to be Cheerful, part three. And before that, we've played you the Foundations and Build Me Up, Buttercup. So welcome to the mid-morning show, the last hour. And today we've got a special guest in the studio. Morning, me old mate, Uncle Arthur.
Yeah, good afternoon, actually, by now.
Is it? Thanks for that.
Yeah.
So, look, we there's lots of things I want to ask you. One of the reasons why we get you in, because we want to do a hearing test.
Yes.
Because you a lot of the time hear songs and you hear words that no one else actually hears. So is it a case of you've got this sixth sense of hearing, or is it not?
Nothing like that at all. No, basically, we got to go back to the 1960s, the radio, the Roberts radio sitting on the shelf, your mum playing it, and your brothers were all sitting around saying, what did he say? What was it? What are the words to that song? And that's really what it all comes about from. Forget all these people who've done it all recently and that. We've been doing this since the 60s. Right. That's why we got people like Bobby V and people like that, you see. And, you know, they're old people, old songs. And, of course, if you go to a modern song, you can't hear what they're saying anyway. And half the time, what I think they're saying is probably crude. Right. And they're probably not wrong either. That's the thing with it. So I can't be bothered to listen to modern stuff. It really is. It's out of my league. But the old stuff, I have a listen to it. Sometimes it don't sound quite the same when you hear it on a modern radio, but it still makes me laugh. It made my brothers laugh, my brother-in-law laugh. It makes my sisters laugh. It makes my family laugh. But everybody thinks I'm silly. Even my granddaughters laugh when they hear me on the radio laughing about a silly song. You know, so it's a family thing.
Right. I'm going to be really honest. There are some in here that I don't hear. But there were some that made me laugh because I had no idea.
No, well, it's because I'm listening to it with a different set of ears to you, you see.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time I'm hearing it in these days on a radio in the van.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're hearing it coming over perhaps. I mean, you know, you play some things on the radio sometimes and I'll be nudging my wife saying, hey, guess what is going to come up next? You know what's coming next, don't you? And, of course, some of them are physically not able to be played on the radio, even though you play them all day long.
Yeah.
If you play them with my lyrics, you can't.
You can't. So one of those is Kenny Rogers. You picked a fine time to leave me. We can't, you know, there was one.
Yeah.
But let's just backtrack, because we played you, Ian, during the Blockheads in its entirety, Reasons to be Cheerful, which is was a great single. I remember buying that on 7-inch single. And the other side was Common as Muck.
Have you heard the other side?
It's a fantastic song, really. But, I mean, there is a misheard lyric in that particular tune.
Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3.
There you go. They want a water butt.
Something that you would have needed in the last couple of weeks. It's
a water butt, a water butt, a water butt.
and as many as those as well. So I bought that song. I remember the day that I bought that song, and it was such a cracking song, but I never actually heard the water butt in it until recently. But do you know what? I've heard that song a few times since, and I'm now singing a water butt, a water butt, a water butt. So it's changing. Yeah. It's changing the songs for us.
Why not?
So the next one is, I couldn't get where it was. Okay, so this is the next one on our list is The Proclaimers.
Oh.
Or is it? The Proclaimers? No, let's have a listen to, because I've got the song in its entirety, but I don't know where the misheard lyric is. So here we go. Oh, it is. Proclaimers.
That's 500 miles you've got. When
I wake up. Is that the wrong one?
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
So you just put there The Proclaimers, and I just thought, do you know what?
And it's I should walk 500 miles.
What have I got then?
No, it's that's what you've got.
Right.
It's the other one, the more famous one. When you go, will you send back a letter from America?
Oh, right, OK. I'll tell you what we'll do. When we go into a break in a minute,
we'll find that
we'll
one.
Get it sorted out and we'll come out of the break with it. All right.
There's loads of it. The lyric is completely wrong right through the whole song.
So there's a reason why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's completely the wrong song. Well, I just thought it was a Proclaimers, so it's got to be that one. So here's another one, all right? So let's... So that was it. Was it need him in the poopla? Was that right?
Something along them lines.
Is that right? Need him in the poopla? That's what it says here. Starship, we built this city on rock and roll.
Yeah. Wow. More famous for the sausage rolls, isn't it? That was but anyway, there you go. That's another one for you.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do one more. We're going to take a break. We're going to find that Proclaimers track.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're also going to ask you about who you shone a light on.
Oh, everybody. Well, anybody that was famous from the late 70s through to the mid 80s, you name them, I probably shone a light on them.
Go on, just briefly tell us the story. You weren't like, you know, torturing them.
No. What occurred was I was headhunted by a bloke who gave me my job when I left school, and I was asked to go and work at Wembley Stadium. And because there was a few of us there, they only had a small load of people working all full time. If you had a show come in or something like that, they needed extra staff. As we were on site, we was invited to be the extra staff. So we were to start by assisting them with unloading light fittings, hanging lights up in the arena and stuff like that. And then it moved on to, any of you lads like to work a spotlight? Because basically what used to happen with the shows... The companies used to come round with doing the rigging. The guys would go on spotlights, but of course they weren't electricians. They weren't trained. They were just blokes who did the rigging, and they'd be hanging around till the end of the show. So we went up on the spotlights, and before long, we bought their own spotlights in, and we used to work them. And that's basically, if there was a show on at Wembley Arena and Wembley Stadium, any one of us lot could have been working a spotlight, and more often than not, it was me, because I was the most local.
So what years was that then?
I think the first one I ever did, I don't know if it was ELO or the bloke out of the Herd. What's his name? Can't remember. The geezer out of the Herd now. He's still around. Anyway, they were the first ones I did, and we did things like Barry Manilow, and we did all sorts of stuff. I mean, one of the funniest ones we did was an Asian concert in there. And we hadn't got a clue what they were singing about. And we was told to pick up this bloke on the stage, so we're all ready to hit the stage with the spotlights. And the bloke starts singing, and he's in the middle of the audience.
Oh, right.
So all the lights are diving everywhere. And he's wailing away, and suddenly he goes, OK, and it's a one for the money, it's a two for the show. Well, I'll tell you what, it's one of the funniest ones we ever did. Couldn't understand a word he was saying, but it was a full house.
All right.
But, you know, everything, ELO, Yes, Paul McCartney... All them sort of people. We did Who, you know. But some of them are great, some of them are absolute rubbish. But I did like George Benson. George Benson was a favourite.
But it brings us on nicely. See what he did there? See, there's a job for you in radio.
I do have an eye for these things.
So let's have a listen then. Can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights. Cause there's music in the air and lots of love in everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the knife.
Give me the knife. Give me the
knife. All right, so give me the knife.
The funny thing about it is I used to work with a load of lads, because although I was quite young myself, most of the apprentices were my apprentices, and some of them were real boys, you know. Things used to go on and stuff like that. And they all used to start dancing. Well, I've never been a dancer, and they used to sort of try and drag me around. It's, come on, Arma, I've got to dance with this boy, come on. And, of course, the first thing they always say is, give me the knife, and that'll come to Stanley Knife, and he'll be waving the Stanley Knife around, you know, give me the knife. This is where it all goes back to. People are not just myself. People have had great amusement out of things like this,
yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But you can't do it on your own. You've got to have people there with you.
Having worked on a building site or whatever in that kind of environment for a few years as a boat builder and then doing other things as well, but more on a building site when you get the electricians there, the plasterers and so on, and someone would have a radio on and because it was there was a lot of noise going on, the lyrics could get, you know,
well, you'd make
messed
your own
up.
Lyrics up. Yeah. I mean, we'll go back to the Proclaimers in a bit. And I'll tell you about a story about the lyrics on that. But, you know, don't worry, it won't be rude.
I always panic when you come in. There's a bead of sweat running down my forehead.
But, I mean, I had to walk away from Wembley because the hours are not very social.
No.
And if you're doing things like ice shows and Horse of the Year and all that lot, it can be afternoons and evenings, which means you're not getting home till 11 o'clock or gone at night.
Yeah.
And the family's all gone to bed. You know, it's great for the pocket, but it's not great for the soul.
No, definitely. So, look, we're going to come up with some Proclaimers in two ticks, and in there will be many a lyric that...
all wrong.
You've misheard, yeah.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of...
Tell us.
Thank God for that. when that first came out, right, nobody could understand a word they were saying, because most people, even if they were American or English, they would try and sing with a bit of language that you could understand. Could never understand what that pair was singing about. But quite obviously, you can't cut your grass in Scotland because they've got no moors anywhere. Everywhere they go, there's no moors.
No moor.
And we used to work, when I was working up in St John's Wood, we used to work there. We had a Scotsman, very broad Scotsman, that used to... you're panicking here, Ian. Don't panic. we had a very, very broad Scotsman, and he used to call me, "Hey, Baldy." So we used to sing things to him like that, and we used to say to him, "Hey, you can't cut your grass in Scotland, Jock." And he'd say, "Why not?" I said, "It's got no moor up in Scotland." And we used to sing things, say, "Hey, Jock, bring back the drill. Oh, you haven't got it no more," and things like that. We used to all the time, and he used to sort of walk along and shrug his shoulders, but we used to have a great laugh. And he was a good guy, but rubbish. Couldn't get a mower anywhere in Scotland. No mower.
I get it now. I should never be able to hear that song in the same way. We were having a slight discussion, sidetrack off air, about the names of the roads that are in our jingles.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
I mentioned Shizpool Street. So many people ask me about these jingles, and they say, "What are the names of these streets?" Because none of them ring any bells at all. They're obviously not old enough, or they haven't, gone into the history a bit. Shizpool Street is in Newport. It's the original name for the part of C Street between Key Street and Holywood Street.
Well, there you go.
Just around the corner.
Yeah.
That's Shizpool Street.
And I bet Andrew Turner didn't know that when he lived there.
I wonder if he did or not.
Well, you never know, do you?
Anyway, shall we get on with
let's have another one then.
Let's have another one. Got no idea what this is, so it's on a list somewhere. I'm just going to... Let's have a... Did I miss it?
Yeah, she's a single lettuce.
Oh, single lettuce.
I'm a single lettuce. I'm a single lettuce. I'm glad because you haven't got... I don't like Beyonce, and I'm glad you ain't got to play any more of that, because that winds me up, all that noise.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're the same. Same thing. That's the reason why I found it.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't want to play the whole thing to find
lettuce.
It.
There you go.
Single lettuce.
Yeah.
Any reference to the lettuce that was a prime minister, or not a prime minister, about 2-3 years ago?
Oh.
Or lasted longer than a lettuce?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Depends if you put the lettuce in the fridge or not, doesn't it? I suppose.
All right. we got another one here. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, it's a heartache.
Yeah. It does sound like a hard egg.
Well, it would be if I cooked it, because it would be hard-boiled. So it was a hard egg.
Wasn't there another song with a hard egg in it as well?
Oh, that was...
Bonnie Tyler?
Bonnie Tyler, yeah. It's a hard egg.
Nothing but a hard egg.
There's lots of eggs.
Definitely. Old school, that one. I remember hearing that myself and thinking, crikey. It's nice to be reminded of it now and again. They just gives it, but puts a smile on your face. I've got to be honest with you. I played this on the radio a couple of weeks ago.
And I sent you a text.
And you sent me a text, and I wasn't quite sure about it. But then I was fiddling and listening and thinking, ah, crikey, it did make me laugh. Yeah. It's one of those ones that made me laugh. So, look, he needs him in the big church. Should it have been?
To be honest with you, I lost the will to live trying to find what the lyrics are supposed to be, because if I know what they're supposed to be, I won't hear them wrong, will I?
I think the next one is I'm not sure I've got, I couldn't find it, or I did. Let's see. That was Peter Gabriel and Big Time. I remember buying that on a 12-inch single and never heard Gonna Knee Him in the Big Church until recently. So these things have been going around in your head for years and years.
Not just mine.
All right, so let's have another play here and see what this brings us. Now, he's overemphasizing thanking, and I'm so pleased.
Well, he wants to thank her for loving him, doesn't he?
That's not what you thought. It's Go on.
Well, I think he's spanking her myself. Yeah.
I love the emphasis on it. I wonder if that's a different version, because they heard you talking about it and thought we'd better, for old Mutt and Jeff over there, we'd better re-record this.
Yeah.
But chairman of the board, everything is Tuesday. I want to spank her, not thank her.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Good job you don't live in my house. We sound wrong with your ears all the time.
So let's do another one here, see what this is. Where's he going?
He's going to a boat show.
He's going to a boat show, of course he is. So he's off to a boat show.
He's going to a boat show, definitely.
Okay, look, the next one is looks like a complete song. So I've got no idea what it is. So what we're going to do is we'll take a break. We'll play it in its entirety the other side. I think we can. Let's just hear a little bit of it, and you might be able to shed some light on it. So right. I couldn't get this one.
You could, which one? There's two.
John Travolta. Oh, hang on. Have I got the wrong track again? It's Grace.
Yeah,
that's the one I want, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so maybe I've got them out of sync. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play that one in its entirety when we come back after a break. Okay? So can you just shed some light on more people that you've shone the light on?
Well, favourites for starters, certainly Eagles.
Did they?
Pink Floyd?
When the Eagles came on and they started singing about hard eggs, did you sort of shake the light a bit?
You get told off for that. I mean, I did get told off for once when Culture Club first appeared.
Right.
And we had to go and do the lights, and the stage light show was awful. And we had to... We had a set of cans on, they call them cans, and the geezer would give you a shout and say, right, okay, spots, hit him now. Colour one, colour two, follow spot, pin spot.
Gosh, that's complicated.
Oh, blimey. These were arc rod we had to change the rods as well, partly for the show. So you had to call him down and say, rod change, and he shut you off. And but when Culture Club came on, they would only just become famous. And we had to hit Boy George with a pink spot on the stage, right? And alternate, one was pink, one was gold, one was pink, one was gold. And we're all looking at this stage show, and I called down and I said, who came up with this stage lighting? And a voice came back and said, what's the problem? I said, well, it's like looking into a box of Quality Street. Everybody started laughing. Who said that? Who said that? There was an official directive sent round to find out who it was so they could sack them. And nobody would say it was me that had said it. But it was awful. The colours were awful, you know? It was just literally like looking into a box of Quality Street, it was. But that's what you did, you see? But, no, some of them were very good. Simply Red.
Yeah.
Did Simply Red. We actually worked a spotlight on Tina Turner. And her support act was the Groover from Vancouver himself. And he came out and wanted to do an encore, and they wouldn't let him do an encore. He was better than Tina Turner, he was. We did AC/DC.
Hang on, who's the Groover from Vancouver then?
Oh, God, now you're going to ask me that name. The songs, famous song, famous man. Brain's gone.
Groover from Vancouver. We hold that thought. It's not like Gino Washington or something like that. No. Groover from...
Well, famous singer. Done a Robin Hood song, Prince of Thieves and all that nonsense.
What, Brian Adams?
Yeah, that's him.
The Groover from Vancouver?
That's what they called him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have him down as a groover, well, a rocker.
Yeah, but we're talking back into the 70s here.
Yeah.
But say he was the support act for Tina Turner.
Oh, wow, even back then in the 70s?
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. And, I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head who Simply Red came on as a support act for. But obviously they were better than the main act.
Was it Terence Trent D'Arby?
No, I didn't, never seen him. Never seen him.
Because I know he supported them, or one of them supported, because they were. I went down to Portsmouth Guildhall, and we got there nice and early, and Terence Trent D'Arby and Mick Hucknall were throwing frisbees to each other before the crowd arrived.
Well, we did the Spandau Ballet, the Police. I did the Police, the New Year's Eve concert at Wembley, and the support act for the Police was none other than the Animals.
Wow.
What's his name, Pricey, on the keyboards.
Crikey.
They were better than the Police.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, I put my hand up for that one because I wanted to see the Animals.
Yeah, even on New Year's Eve. So.
Yeah, Gillan, we did Gillan.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story.
Oh, blimey, there's loads of them. I've got about 70 or 80 odd acts I've done spotlights done rigging for.
Well, we'll take a break, we'll talk some more on that, and we'll come back with You're the One I Want, and you'll tell us where the lyric is, that what you think it is.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants.
I'm getting an idea of what it's like to be you now. That's John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John with something from Greece, but it's called The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you're the Wizard of Oz.
You're the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
you are the one.
But, you know, there you go. But he says, you better shave Bob. Better shave Bob.
You can hear that all the way through, can't you?
Better shave Bob.
So, was there any more in that one?
No, that's good enough.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right, yeah. I take your point.
Yeah.
So, hang on, let me just play, that was the one I couldn't work out where it was. So, here's another one then that's in its entirety. So, it's Starship.
Yep.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Yeah.
Which was number one in about 1987. Everyone loved it, and you're just about to ruin it.
Yeah.
Go on in, ruin it.
Right, it's coming up.
Oh, is it? Start, is it?
Yeah. Coming up now.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise.
Is there something about a parrot?
No, he sings a pair of tights.
A pair of tights?
Look into your eyes, see a pair of tights.
Okay, listen carefully.
Looking in your eyes, I see a pair of tights.
That's ruined. Now, let's see a pair of tights. I thought it was a parrot, even worse.
Well, it could be worse.
So there we are. That's another one then. And there's plenty more. corn. I've missed it.
This is a family thing, right? My younger brother used to call an elephant a heffalump. And there's an animal in one of the kids' programmes called a heffalump. And she sings, "Do you believe in life after love or live heffalump?"
She's singing about heffalump. There were about two or three that made me laugh and giggle.
Yeah.
And I remember now that this was one of them. So if you listen closely, that is exactly what you hear. I can feel something inside to say. Is there one more? Really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in life heffalump? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you believe in life heffalump?
God dear.
All right then. There's another. Maybe it's just an
eagle problem.
Eagle problem, yeah. Oh, I can hear that. Maybe it's just an eagle problem. Let's have a look. Maybe it's just an eagle problem. Problem is I've been fooled before. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The eagle problem.
The eagle problem.
Here's another one in its entirety because I couldn't find it. And so let's have a... Got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Have to play the whole song.
I think it's coming up. Coming up now.
Did he say corpse?
Standing on your mother's corpse.
Standing on your mother's corpse. Standing on your mother's corpse. God, I'll never be able to listen to that song in the same way again. Standing on your mother's corpse. Right, okay. Ready for another?
Go on, Ed. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will, oh. He's kicking his cat all over the place.
Kicking his cat.
Kicking his cat.
All right,
cat
so
all
I'm
over
just,
the place.
Just getting over the corpse.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there's a couple more to do. One's in its entirety, and I think this is the one we'll kick it off with next time. So this is that.
Joel,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
So we'll remember that. That's the one we kick it off with next time. Just another quick couple before we go. All right, so have I got the wrong bit there?
I think there's you've got to find another bit in that song there. There's a
I'm still standing, yeah. And if you thought that Stoke could never win, yeah, there was that was in there.
Was it?
Yeah. If you thought Stoke could never win,
yeah.
Should we do that again?
Yeah, go on in.
Oh, no, yeah. that's in another verse. Yeah,
yeah.
But I know the one you mean.
You'll find that next time.
Never thought that Stoke could never win.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, this one's quite easy, isn't it? This one stood out.
Well, there you go.
Ron.
It's Ron. There's so many songs that have got Ron in.
I don't know
why there's so many songs with Ron in. You know?
We've run right out of time.
And I haven't mentioned Bruce Springsteen yet either.
Oh, we'll do that for next time. You've got to come in. You've got to come in soon. Don't leave us alone next time, all right?
Well, it's you know, got a busy schedule when you're retired.
Well, yeah. Look, we got to go. Thanks for coming in. We've got about 20 seconds to say that this is Andy Williams and can't take my eyes or thighs off of you. Thank you, Arthur.
You're welcome.
See you soon.